My name is Bunna Laurie. I'm the original founding member and the lead singer and the songwriter from the band Coloured Stone.
So you've just put another album, the 10th album.
Yeah.
Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Well, we're recording it right now and we're halfway through it. So we've got 12 songs on this album and the title, we're going to call it Dance to the Sun. And we believe this song will be follow-up to songs like Dancing the Moonlight and Black Boy, which is going to be the theme of the song is Dance to the Sun. It's a lot of how nature and creation and the dreaming evolve around the sun. The sun is the energy is in creation times, you know, giving light and life and harmony. And so that song's going to be amazing and album number 10 for us coming up. And next year we will celebrate the 35th anniversary of our existence and our survival as an Aboriginal band. We were never recognised as an Australian band in this country. Never, ever. So we still call ourselves Aboriginal Australian rock band. I've got an old poster that I made in 1977, 78 to go on tour, and I've still got an old poster, you know, with Amy and the kangaroo, and it's up there. The Aboriginal Australian rock band, Coloured Stone, and we call ourselves that, Aboriginal rock band, Coloured Stone. The guys say, well, they're not Australian. Who are they? They're just an Aboriginal band or Aboriginal band, so, you know. Almost 35 years gone, we're still classed as an Aboriginal band rather than an Australian band.
And you know, in that category, you know? Still look as good as you did 35 years
ago. Yeah, man, I'll tell you what, it's coming. It's coming. Our time is coming for, you know, to, we call it the return of the boomerang or the flour and sugar tea thing is we're getting our share more than what they ever gave us flour and sugar and tea in the days of, underpaying us and under-recognizing and under-acknowledging us to be equally recognized. So it's our time's coming. This album's going to prove it. And we're constantly doing it then. So it's about us going out and taking the music to the people, bringing joy and happiness in the hearts and souls of people. So we're going to go out there. All our fans are out in the community. So we're going to go out there and pay our respects and, you know, and honor those people who really supported it in our music and loved our music.
Did you see that they remastered Wrong Side of the Road?
Yeah, I've seen that. Yeah. Well, we were supposed to be in that film too as well, but there was a lot of disagreement and arguments going and disagreement. So we played that night to the concert, and they was going to even put a couple of my songs in. But
it was so nice to see those old that old band get together in Sydney recently. You know, it's sort of
it
brought back the era of really how hard it must have been for you guys early days.
It's hard. I can tell you. I can sit here days and days telling stories about, you know, our experience on the road. You know, about getting gigs, man. Just incredible. It's just
things being cancelled.
Amazingly, you know, there were times my brothers used to come to me and have tears and crying. They said, when are we going to go home and give it up? And nobody knows us and nobody don't like us. I said, you know.
Yeah.
I said, if you give up now, you will never know. And you go home, you will never know what you're going to achieve tomorrow.
It's amazing the things that can come via music. Like, you know, the Stolen Generation, really, when that Wrong Side of the Road movie was just a concept of, you know, very well understood within the Aboriginal community. But
well, just wait till our movie comes, mate. Ours is coming too.
Yeah, I want to see it. So what would you... Coloured Stone, like Black Boy, is obviously a fantastic song. We're going to put that...
Well, it's a song of hope and song of inspiration, man. And it's just... It's
across the whole country.
And honestly, we played the Nunumu community one night and we had to play that 14 times. It was like a radio request. They were chucking notes down at our feet and picked up. Can you play Black Boy for the Johnson family? And you got the list of names, Margaret, Mary, John Paul, and Pop, and even the little kid's name. You've got to read it like you're on radio.
Yeah.
And you read it. Play it away. Another note. Pick it up. Can you play Black Boy for the Watson family? We played it. Yeah, but you played it. You've got to play it for us too, now. It just went on. Then another note for it. Can you play it for the Magpie team, Mutable Magpie team, football club? All right. Another note, come. Can you play this for the Spice Girls basketball team? You know, we must. It just went on and on and on. Yeah. 14 times I can't. And Black Boy was right up there with, you know, and Destiny Moon. So those sort of things that we got to. People love us because we do that, you know.
Amazing. Well, we put this tonight's version of Black Boy on the Yothini website.
Yeah.
Where do you call home when you're not on the road? Mate?
Well, I'm based in Melbourne at the moment, but I go back to the Nullarbor, to my country, because, you know, smart grandfather, tribal country. I go back there, and as you know, the government, we've been fighting for, you know, native title for years. I've got a letter from my grandfather 100 years ago, wrote a letter, and they've never really responded to his letter about given some land back so we can go back and on our country. But anyhow, apart from all that, I go back there and visit the country and special places, and I love fishing. You know, number one is music, number two is fishing and hunting and ceremony and all that. So it's all in the top five of my things, you know, because all my hobby has been around that, evolving around that, and teaching other people, and not only other people, but, you know, children most of all, and educating them and putting them on the right track, and teaching my people and language, and, you know, the non-Indigenous people coming to this country, teaching Aboriginal culture as well. So,
well, welcome to Garma again, and look, good luck tonight. I'm sure everyone's going to be, I hope there's not 14 performances of Black Boy, but I'm sure. Thank you.
No worries.
That's great, man. Okay.